بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is the test part 5 on the correct creed, and this is in relation to the matter of Iman, faith. What's the creed of Ahl Sunnah with respect to Iman? Regarding Iman, what is the creed of Ahl Sunnah? Utterance by the tongue, that's right. Belief in the heart. An action of limbs, action of body parts. Type, what does it mean, utterance of the tongue? This is correct. Correct. Correct, yes. Belief in heart, speech, tongue, action of limbs, that's right. What does it mean, the speech by the tongue or the utterance by the tongue? What does it mean? To say La ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah, meaning the testimony of faith, the shahada. That's right. Firmly attested with certainty. Okay, what does it mean, the attestation or the belief in the heart? What does it mean? What does it mean? Having no doubt, yes, with certainty. With certainty, exactly. Concerning the truthfulness of the testimony of faith. Naam. What did Al-Imam al-Shafi'i say regarding this? What did Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, say regarding this matter? Which illustrates the creed of the Salaf. No, not this one. Yes, Iman is utterance of tongue, actions as well, ikhlas. He said that the consensus from the companions and the successors and those who followed them and those whom we met, they used to say, Al-Iman, faith is utterance, wa amal, action, and intention. None is legally sufficient without the other. None is legally sufficient without the other. No, none of them are sufficient without the other. Exactly. This is the saying of Imam al-Shafi'i, and it illustrates saying action, intention is sincerity, and none is sufficient without the other. Correct. This is the saying of Imam al-Shafi'i, and it illustrates the creed of the Salaf, rahimahumullah. Na'am. Does Iman increase with obedience? Does Iman increase with obedience? Yes. طيب. What's the proof? What's the proof? Yes. قال الله تعالى الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا. فزادهم إيمانا. Also, many are the verses in 8:2. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Okay, those believers unto whom the people, the hypocrites said, verily the people, the pagans, have gathered against you a great army, therefore fear them. But it only increased them in faith. It only increased them in faith. The verses are replete. Alhamdulillah. طيب, what is the faith of the hypocrites? What is the faith of the hypocrites? Characterized by what? Only action and saying. Only action and saying without belief in the heart. That's right. What's the evidence? What's the evidence? Two eight. Surah Al-Baqarah verse 8. قال الله تعالى ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين. And 27:14. That's right. And of mankind there are some hypocrites who say we believe in Allah and the last day, while in fact they believe not. Whose faith is that which is merely recognition? Knowing, but not believing. Due to disdainfulness. This is that, yes, the kafirs and the deniers, that's right. What's the proof? What's the proof? Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Surah An-Naml 27:14. قال الله تعالى وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًّا. And they belied them, these signs, wrongfully and arrogantly, though their own selves were convinced thereof. But they disliked to obey Musa and hated to believe in the message of monotheism. Also, in 6:33 and 27:14, that's correct, earlier, 6:33, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. It's not that it is not you that they deny, but it is the verses of Allah that the zalimin, the polytheists, oppressors, just deny. Pray. Also, clearly in Surah Al-Baqarah 289 and 246, yes, in 289 Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. And when there came to them, the Jews, a book from Allah confirming what is with them, although aforetime they had invoked Allah for coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to gain victory over those who disbelieved, then when there came to them that which they had recognized, they disbelieved in it. No. What about the type of iman which is merely saying and conviction? Is this iman? Is this really true iman without actions? Is this truly iman without actions? Yeah, it is not, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named the actions as iman, named them as iman, so they fall under iman, they are part of iman. This is concerning, the evidence concerning this is in what? Yes, 243. قال الله تعالى وما كان الله ليضيع إيمانكم. Listen, he named their prayers towards Jerusalem before. Although this is action, he subhanahu wa ta'ala named it and called it iman. Thus, we have made you wasat, just and best, that you be witness over mankind and the messenger be witness over you, and we made the Qibla which you used to face only to test those who followed the messenger from those who would turn on their heels. Indeed it was great, heavy, except for those whom Allah guided, and Allah would never make your faith, your prayers, to be lost, meaning your prayers offered towards Jerusalem. No. What's the evidence from the Sunnah on this? What is the evidence from the Sunnah on this? The hadith in Bukhari and Muslim of Ibn Abbas and the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم addressed the delegation, yes, of Abd al-Qais, correct. What did he say? What did he command them? Four things. What are they? One was faith. Naam, al-imanu billah, belief in Allah. And what is the second? Belief in, not that, this is part of the belief in Allah. Now, when it's generalized, this includes this, the belief in the angels, in the books and everything. Okay, they offer the salah perfectly, to pay the zakah, fast Ramadan, and no. Okay, what is also from the Sunnah, another evidence from the Sunnah, yes, faith is 70 or 60 branches, that's correct. And the highest is, the best is, saying La ilaha illallah. Naam. Lois is picking something harmful from the way, and yes, so this is considered from iman, from faith. That's right. And bashfulness is from iman, and haya is also from faith, and this is an action of the heart. Okay, this brings the end of the discussion for tonight. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. And Jazakumullah khair for your participation.